Obesity has become one of the biggest public health challenges that we face in the 21st century. Around 40 to 50% of the world population is obese today. The World Health Organization predicts that by 2015, approximately 2.3 billion adults will be overweight and more than 700 million will be obese. Obesity not only affects the adult population, but is also becoming a major lifestyle condition amongst children. There are 1 million obese children under the age of 16 in the UK itself. 22 million children under the age of 5 are overweight around the world. If we carry on like this, 90% of today's children will be overweight by 2020. Yoga is an efficient intervention to strike a balance and control unwanted weight gain by the virtue of mastering the mind, also known as Chittavritti Nirodhak. The understanding of yoga is that obesity is a problem that starts in the astral sheath of the body, known as the Manomaya Kosh, just like many other ailments. Let me explain this. We know that the brain has two centers in our hypothalamus. One is the hunger center or the center of appetite, and the other is the satiety center or the center of fullness after eating. Unlike animals who are governed by the instinct of hunger, human beings have appetite that is controlled by higher centers of the brain called the cortex. Hence, eating habit in the human race is one that can be modified by the mind. This means that we should be able to control our eating habits through voluntary awareness instead of relying on a reflex. But as we are guided by our senses, namely ears, eyes, tongue, speech, taste and smell, and their pleasures, when this control is lost, we succumb to the cravings. Stress and loss of control of emotions can also have a negative impact on our appetite and satiety centers, which is why often we see some people eat more during stress, depression, and anxiety. This also determines if one loses or gains weight during stressful situations. This loss of control of senses results in increased activity in the astral sheath or Manomaya Kosh in the form of cravings, or sometimes intense worry during depression. As a result, there is disturbance in the vital force or prana, which is seen as an imbalance in the rate and rhythm of breathing. Consequently, there may be excessive dominance of left nostril breathing. The yogic approach is to collect these facts and work at all the different levels of the sheaths of the body, known as koshas, in order to bring about a balance through deep rest and relaxation. Obesity also leads to other lifestyle conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, arthritis, cancer, and respiratory problems. Integrated approach of yoga therapy includes techniques that correct the imbalances at physical, mental, emotional, intellectual, and notional levels. Hence, yoga therapy for obesity is a smooth and easy way to consciously detach from the body and wash away the deep-seated blocked feelings and stresses through chitta shuddhi or mental purification. This allows the body to do its job and restore its healthy way of functioning. An ideal healthy body weight becomes a possibility when one learns to function with deep internal rest, with effortless, eternal activity throughout the day. Yoga is an art of living. It is not just doing some asanas or vigorous exercises as is perceived in the Western world today. There are many practitioners and teachers who profess by isolating the eight limbs of yoga. Yoga is to be practiced by integrating all its facets and not by isolating them. It requires a deep commitment and internal awareness to change your lifestyle to one that is of softness, ease, acceptance, and stability. A balanced state of mind under all situations can be achieved by regular practice. Hence, a balance between the rate of energy consumption and energy expenditure is restored in a pleasant and natural way for weight control, and at the same time, it results in growth of personality at physical, mental, and emotional levels.